Okay, let's go. I call this meeting of the Committee on Oversight to order at 6:33 p.m. in the Joe Crowley Student Union, room 406, and on Zoom. We will now move on to agenda item 1A, compliance with Nevada open meeting law. Was the agenda posted 3 full working days by 9 a.m., not including the meeting date? Yes, it was. The link is working and active on the agenda. Is the meeting taking place on the day of the week, month, day, day, month, year, and at the time and location listed on the agenda? Yes, it is. Is the Zoom link working and available to the public? Yes, it is. I will now move on to agenda item 2, roll call. I'm pulling up the roll right now so that we can make sure that everyone is accounted for. Senator Saporito.
Present.
Senator Levy, absence excused, proxy present. Speaker Pro Tempore Moss, present. Parliamentarian Issa, absence excused. Speaker Acklin, absence excused. Senator or Chair Micelli, present on Zoom. Senator Kitch,
present.
Senator Bolander, present on Zoom. And then Senator Castro,
present.
A quorum is present. All right, let's move on to agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move on to agenda item 4, adoption of minutes. There are no minutes to adopt at this time. Seeing that, we'll move on to agenda item 5, reports. We'll move on to the report from the chair on the Committee on Academics and Student Affairs, Madison Kitch.
Good evening, everyone. Nothing new to report from Academic and Student Affairs. Like I said, last week we met the week prior to last week and discussed 3 bills. We'll meet again this Thursday at 5 p.m. in the President's Conference Room and discuss a bill from a resolution from Senator McAndrews and Parliamentarian Issa.
Wonderful. Thank you, Chair Kitch. We'll now move on to Chair Micelli for the Committee on Budget and Finance. Are you good, Logan?
I'm here. Okay. Sorry, I just had to step out of my classroom. Hi, everyone. Budget and Finance met last Wednesday. And actually, one thing I wanted to bring up to you guys to get your opinion on, the Department of IDEA didn't show up to their financial review. Not really sure. But I'd be curious your guys' thoughts. And then we're going to be meeting again next week for new vice selection since Senator Barris left the committee. And we'll be doing some more financial reviews and looking at some legislation as well.
Wonderful. I'll open the floor to Chair Micelli's question about what to do in regards to the Department of IDEA. Are there any thoughts, Senator Kitch?
Chair Micelli, did you reach out to the Department of IDEA after the meeting or anything, or was there just no communication on their end?
I haven't reached out yet, and Sandy was saying that all of them were sick, and so I kind of just put it on pause for a second, and then if we need to throw them back in, we have another... You know, we have a tentative meeting date at the end of the semester if we need to fit anything else in. So it's not the end of the world, but I was just wondering.
Wonderful. Are there any other points of discussion for Senator Micelli? Okay. Thank you, Chair Micelli. We'll move on to agenda item 5A, Chair Issa for the Committee on Democratic and Civic Engagement. I don't believe I received a report. Is anyone here on DCE that could give a report in this place? Chair Castro.
As we have not met since the last meeting, his report is the same as it was previously.
Wonderful. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Chair Castro. With that, we'll actually move down to agenda item 5D, which is the Committee on Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. Chair Castro, mm-hmm. Do you have a report?
We're trying to meet this Friday at 3:30 p.m. in the Frankie Sudo Pappas conference room. We'll see about that, but you know, that's the goal. And then regular meetings afterwards. Other than that, we're looking forward to the consideration of the UndocuPAC piece when it is presented to the committee.
Wonderful. Thank you, Chair Castro. Any questions for Chair Castro? Wonderful. We'll now move on to agenda item 5E, the Committee on Government Operations. Chair Bolander.
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Perfect. The Committee on Government Operations met today at 4:30. We discussed Senator Issa and Senator McAndrew's piece to create a new liaison position for the digital learning department for the school. And they're going to oversee PAC AI, Canvas, and potentially other big projects that we got going on in there. So very proud of them. And our next meeting is going to be in a couple weeks.
Wonderful. Thank you. Any questions for Chair Bolander? Okay. Seeing none, we'll move on to agenda item 5. I'm making sure I'm saying the right letter. 5F, the chair or the Committee on Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness, Senator Barris, or Vice Chair Barris. Do you have a report?
Yes, I do. Senator Barris, for the record. Hi, guys. The Committee on SSW met last on October 3rd. We discussed the wrap-up of Safety Week. These events all went well. We also discussed which centers would like to take part in the accessibility walks, everyday essentials with the dorm halls, and sitting on the Nevada Safety Committee. We look forward to continue work on these initiatives. Please reach out to Chair Levy or myself with any questions. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you. Are there any questions for Vice Chair Barris? All right, moving past that, we'll move on to the committee on, or the Special Committee on Food Insecurity. Chair Separito, do you have a report?
Yes, I do. Hello, everyone. The Special Committee met on October 21st at 12 p.m. Last meet, we discussed the dispersion of assembly members we would like to reach out to regarding lobbying for food insecurity. We received guidance from Michael Flores, Sheila Bray, and Austin Daly on how to contact them, as well as bring assembly member alumni to our PAC provisions facilities and give them a tour. We also received a report from Amy Kokis on PAC rides facilities, and we'll be receiving statistics of the heat map regarding last year, 2024. And lastly, we got a report from Atlas on PAC provisions giving week. The tabling event on October 11th provided around 75 to 100 pounds of food and supplies, so that was really nice. Our next meeting will be on November 4th, and we'll be electing a vice chair.
Wonderful, thank you. Are there any questions for Chair Separito at this time? Seeing none, we'll move past agenda item 5H, as Parliamentarian Issa is not present, and we'll move to agenda item 5I, Speaker Pro Tempore Moss. Just a quick little report, the interns will not meet this week as it is Nevada Day and campus is closed, so I'm respecting that as well. So they won't meet this Friday. They'll get a digital lecture, so a recorded lecture. They've signified that they want that. I'm shocked. So they'll be getting that this year or this week, and then we'll be moving we'll be moving on to next week with some course material. They just learned about the legislative branch. They have their first assignment. I urge you guys, if you haven't contacted your interns yet, please do. I believe the most useful tool has been texting them rather than email. So maybe I'll recommend texting them and stuff. So they're working on their first assignment, which is just legislative branch takeaways. They're going to be learning about ASUN's governing documents this week and then parliamentary procedure next week. So very exciting stuff. Very excited for this internship cohort and the stuff they're going to do. They're also getting arranged into their committees next week as well. So very excited about that. That'll conclude my report. So we'll now move on to, we'll move past 5J as Speaker Acklin is not here in the capacity to give a report, unless you want to, Leaf.
Next meeting is November 10th. Be there, be square.
Perfect. Thank you. We'll now move on to agenda item 6, old business. There's no business to old business to discuss. Now we'll move on to agenda item 7, new business, which is going over the outreach period for October 8th to the 22nd. I am seeking a motion to for the Committee on Oversight to go into recess for 5 minutes to reconvene at 6:47 p.m. so that the chairs have ample time to go over the outreach form through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Senator Separito. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Barris. Is there any dissent? Seeing none,
Point of information.
Yes.
Is the Zoom being recorded?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. With that being said, with no dissent, we will now reconvene at 6:47 p.m.
I get when Leaf does it because Jason and Alex sit way closer to him.
What is your excuse?
I don't know.
Dude.
That's fine.
Outreach isn't on here.
What? I'm saying her outreach. But I will say the one in the public box is hard to find, but in our actual box, I can see all of them.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay.
I like that you want tacos for tots.
Cute.
Hell yeah, philanthropy.
Get a supportive man.
No, whatever.
Okay. I don't want to assume because he could have been in a completely different lot than I was, but I was also parade volunteering.
Uh-huh.
And I saw Nick once, like at 3 o'clock. I mean, I'm sure he probably stayed just so he could keep going, walk through the parade. Did you see him?
I was gonna say, I don't know what I was gonna say. It should be save discussion.
Save discussion for,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Yeah, that. Would I be a snitch though? If I brought it up. Recorded.
Wonderful. I will now call this meeting, the Committee on Oversight, back to order at 6:47 p.m. In the Joe Crowley Student Union Room 406 and on Zoom. I will now recall the roll. Let me pull up our membership tally, if it will let me. participants. Okay, Chair Saporito.
Present.
Chair Levy, absence excused, proxy present. Chair Issa, absence excused. Speaker Acklin, absence excused. Chair Micelli, present on Zoom. Chair Kitch.
Present.
Chair Bolander, present on Zoom. Chair Castro.
Present.
Quorum is present. All right, let's move on back to agenda item 7A, review of outreach for the October 8th through the October 22nd period. I'll now open the floor for discussion in regards to outreach. Is there anything that stood out to you? Anybody who did exceptionally well? Things that stick out to you in a negative way for outreach, I'll open the floor. Or Chair Kitch.
I'll start us off. I thought that Senator Huang, on a lighter note, I thought that Senator Huang had some very exceptional outreach this period. Everything involving homecoming and the city council was really great. I know he's been doing a lot with trying to get that last seat filled. I would also like to note, though, I think that we're getting better with the amount of details that we put in for certain things, but there's always room for improvement, most notably, I say this with all the kindness in the world, Senator East's repetitive meetings. They just say meeting. And yeah, that was a lot I really saw.
Thank you. Are there any other points of discussion in regards of outreach? Chair Separito.
I just wanted to say regarding the Giving Tiebling event, Senator Bielik did really help me out. I didn't realize it was been 2 weeks ago, but we were there for 4 hours, and it was freezing, so I wanted to get a good job on that.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Are there any other points of discussion?
I have a quick point.
Yes.
Yes, sure.
Who else is talking? Sorry.
No, you're totally good. No one else is talking. Chair Micelli, go ahead.
I was going to say I agree with Senator Kitch, and I'm probably guilty of not putting enough detail. But also just to defend Chair Bolander, I think he was not at the lot. He was down on campus working the parade. He was wearing a neon vest, and when I got down there, he was asking everyone how the event was going, and I thought he was doing a good job. So I just felt compelled to say that.
Hey, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
You did a great job too, Senator Griselli.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nick. Yeah.
Okay. Well, are there any other discussion points?
Yes, quick.
Yes.
Real quick. I don't know if this was already said yet, but I didn't see anything for Barbwaj on there. And then I thought Huang had a pretty good track record of his outreach discussion as well.
Yeah, I agree. Speaker Acklin, I know you're on the meeting just listening in. Did Senator Barbwaj send you any of his outreach?
He did not, so I will be giving him points.
Okay, so Senator Barbwaj will be getting points for that as well. So,
wait, real quick, were there any other senators who did not submit outreach or anything in that regard? Or anything you guys saw?
I think so.
I, on my end, I'm not seeing anything for you, Chair
Saffredo,
but
yeah. Oh, you just added for the record, you just added something to the box, which is like an image, right?
Yeah.
Also, Senator Custer, it was his being finicky as well.
Speaker Acklin, did he send you his outreach as well, Senator Custer?
He did as well. If you guys like, I can put that in the chat. He sends that to me every time, and that's the reason why we're transitioning to Speaker Pro Tem Formos' new form of outreach. But yeah, every time Custer would input his outreach, it never saves, it never does anything like that. So he just personally sent it to me. I review it. Every time he submits his outreach, it's always above par. He always explains it perfectly. Senator Custer is just, I guess, the shining example of good outreach. So he's all good on that. But yeah. In regard to this, Chair Levy and Senator Barbwaj will be receiving points.
Okay. Yeah. And then please excuse Senator Dayton. Senator Dayton is still working on getting access to the box, and she's met with Speaker Acklin multiple times to discuss outreach and stuff. So she's all set. So please don't worry about Senator Dayton as well in there. But are there any other points of discussion, questions, comments, concerns in regards to outreach? Okay. Seeing none, we'll move on to agenda item 7B, the points memo. So I'll just read out the points memo as follows. It's small text, so just give me some grace with the points memo that's in the box. I know it looks like Atkinson has 2 points. And I think that's making sure Chair Bolander has 1 point. Senator Huang has 3 points. Senator Lawson has 1 point as well. Excuse me. And then Senator Lucchesi has 3 points. And then Senator McAndrew, I want to make sure that's right. Senator McAndrews, yeah, Senator McAndrews has 2 points as well. And then Chair Micelli has 1 point as well. So that's the points memo as it is now, as it is in the box. Is there any questions, comments, concerns? I'll open the floor for discussion regarding the points memo. Any points? Okay. Seeing none, we'll move on to agenda item 8, comments and announcements. Is there any comments and announcements from the body? Okay. Seeing none, we'll move on to agenda item 9, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Okay. We'll move on to everyone's favorite agenda item. Agenda item 10, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting of the Committee on Oversight in the Joe Crowley Student Union, room 406 at 6:54 p.m. Yeah. Wonderful. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Dylan.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dylan.
Recording stopped.